Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breeze.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Yeah, welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz after a nice weekend. Always good to get some time off and hang out. And, of course, a lot of things going on. But just to remind you, BarkBox, established in 2011 for your pets, or your dogs, actually. And, of course, really a great setup. I use them here. Just got a new pooch, as I told you, for my wife. And we've now got two. And great setup, and they're offering Bubba Show listeners a free month of their service, and I urge you to check them out at www.getbarkbox.com/the Bubba Show. So they're bringing you the show today, and they got a lot to bring you because I'll be barking, I'll be howling today. But in the meantime, what a bunch of crap. But as we start back, and of course, let's look at last week. And of course, last week, Tuesday, we had the Donald Trump Jr. announcement of, well, you know, Russia. And I go, so, you know, I think one thing, well, first let me finish this. The markets broke 150, 160 points in a matter of 20 minutes. And of course, in the next 20 minutes, they got it all back. But let's look deeper into this whole situation. You know, nothing means anything if Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and the rest of the crookers got off with no problem. What the hell difference does Russia make? Okay? Again, this is the problem. The double standard of the idiotic left media that doesn't report the facts, they report the sensationalism to, of course, to attract listeners. And, of course, that to me, or viewers, and that's a bunch of BS. And quite frankly, I think it's an embarrassment. I think that it's ridiculous. And anybody who doesn't love this country and doesn't understand that if you don't like who's in there now, you can vote them out in 4 years. And anybody who doesn't love this country and want to make it better, who the hell wants them here? Let's get rid of them. I mean, who wants the idiots that all they want to do is complain? But remember, the media not only sometimes expresses their own personal opinion, but they express the opinions that will create more ratings. Because what is it about? It's the same thing that the Bubba Show is about. Money. It's the biggest crock of crap ever. And I'm quite frankly sick and tired of it. I hope they all go out of business. Because you know what? I'm tired of total one-sided views. I'm tired of garbage, and quite frankly, I'm tired of listening to politics. Right? I mean, I know we talk about it here, but the one thing you're getting right here at the Bubba Show is you're getting my opinion. All right, and I'm not either left or right. All right, obviously, right now I'm more right because I don't think the left has anything worth getting. I couldn't see, putting my life in the hands of Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Perez or any of the other geniuses that are there. But again, I do think that that Bill Clinton did a decent job, as president, and I have no problem. I would certainly not. I'm certainly more to the center, just to clarify. And I would certainly vote for a candidate that I felt could make a change. At the end of the day, we all, I think, want the same thing. We want to change. We want enough of the free stuff. All right. And not only do we want enough of the free stuff, but if they could just go back and get rid of all the criminals that are stealing the free stuff, because there's plenty that are getting welfare, unemployment, disability, that are not entitled to it, that are stealing it. All right. That's a fact. That's not me just mouthing off. That's a fact. All right. But of course, we don't care. And that's the bigger problem. The government's so big that it doesn't care. And I'm hoping when the debt ceiling comes, now, if you don't understand this, I don't understand all of it. I understand the debt ceiling itself, but the negotiation to get it extended or raised, the party in power is the one who has to get it done. And, of course, the party that's not in power will put on some stupid, idiotic bill that has to go with it so they can get it approved. And, again, Republicans are no different. This is the other – last time it was on the other side of the foot. So, again, I'm not blaming anybody here. I'm saying, isn't that stupid? And I'm hoping – and I don't know if he can do it or not. But I'm hoping that Donald Trump shuts the government down. And maybe these geniuses – that won't who don't get paid for a couple of weeks, maybe they'll, you know, come to fruition, and maybe they say, you know what, maybe we're not going to maybe we're going to do some things a little bit better. You know, somebody's got to stand tall to these people. All right, somebody's got to stand up to the system. It's, again, it's not just this time, it's Pelosi and Schumer and Perez and McConnell, okay, and the hidden ones that we can't understand right now, who haven't been really declared. That's what it's about. All right, we need to get rid of those people. We need to get rid of people that need to, really want to come in. We need to make so many changes that it's ridiculous. But I'd love to see it. Do you really think that people aren't going to buy United States bonds because we didn't raise our debt ceiling and we're defaulting right now? You don't think we're going to pay? Right? I mean, you know, that's a total joke. It's a farce. I mean, it's an embarrassment, and it's more an embarrassment of how they treat the American people, thinking that they can't figure it out, that that's a bunch of horse manure. All right? So, again, and obviously the traders know, because what did they do last week? They ran markets to new highs. You had two-faced Janet Yellen raising rates. Not raising rates, and not only not raising rates, but talking very dovishly. But at the end of the day, what did she do? She said, well, we're going to probably close out or start liquidating our bond position, which is a backdoor way to increase rates. Typical, right? Because if they start selling their bond positions, they're going to go up. Bond futures are going to go down, interest rates are going to go up, and that's going to be the deal. And really what's going to happen is the banks are going to get their wish and get a bigger spread, because their borrowing rate, their money comes from borrowing from the Fed and sending it out on the street, and they want as wide a spread as possible. So if the Fed keeps down at one, and we can get the bonds to put rates up to six, then all of a sudden you've got a big spread. And that's the whole objective behind this. And that's where it becomes really a sad story. But in the meantime, so Yellen did her Humphrey Hawkins testimony. And of course, God bless America, the dovish, and the markets flat, new highs. Now, just a little side note here, because you know how, what I think of these government reports to begin with. We had the USDA report on Wednesday. All right. And of course, another bunch of horse manure. You know, they had numbers in there that were so dumb it couldn't even be figured out. It was so illogical that they were mathematical impossibilities. But again, who am I to argue with them? But of course, that took and put the hammer down to some of the grains. But, you know, everybody's worried. In the meantime, they've had a tremendous rally. But you don't think somebody's going to take some profit eventually? But then we get into Thursday and the markets go up again. And of course, the Dow makes new highs again. And then the S&P on Friday makes new highs. The Dow makes new highs again, and we get close to new highs in the NASDAQ and in the Russell. And of course, that was all in the great news of bank earnings, which sucked. And I mean, they were decent, but they were based on contraction, not growth. And of course, retail sales were missed worse than usual. And consumer index, price index was a miss. And of course, that was just enough information. That was just enough good news to figure out that the Fed was going to stay with their Fed put. And of course, you know what we think about that? Bullshit. But anyways, this show today is being brought to you by BarkBox, BarkBox.com. Great stuff for dogs delivered to your door. And make sure you check it out for you listeners of The Bubba Show. BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month at BarkBox.com. You get great stuff, great delivery, and of course, you get a free month if you try it through getBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's getBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show to receive an extra free month from BarkBox. And of course, you know that LibertyTalk.fm is the only station that you need, and you need to go down there and download The Bubba Show every single day, or listen live 2 to 3. And also you need to go and listen to The Sporting Edge, because we're all about money too. And I need listeners, and we're trying to hit over 400,000 downloads a month. So please get in there and download, sell. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. More of The Bubba Show.
All right, boys, follow me. Mostly in A.
Wow. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's time for the Jane King Hour. Jane King, Lila Max, me, the Kachinga Part. What's up, Jane King?
Oh, hello. I'm just, going to Ireland next week. Looking forward to, a little Irish. I'm going to visit the oldest pub in Dublin. Actually, I think it might be in Europe. It's called the Brazen Head.
Really?
Really looking forward to that. Yeah.
Are you going to be able to do some reporting from out there? Are you going to be able to write the trip off?
I don't think I'm going to do. I'm not going to be able to do that. It's going to be a fairly quick trip. It's a wedding, so we're just going to be there 4 days. But we're going to be in Cork and Kilkenny and stay in a castle. The wedding's in a castle, so it'll be interesting.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, yeah. Listen, it's it is awesome stuff, and it's great to go. It's kind of hard to travel. I don't know if my body could take it, but that's a great place to go. And how about the great place of the United States? In America, what are you seeing here lately?
Well, I don't know. It's been yet another interesting week, as it always is when we talk. I guess it's watching the president in France. That's been really interesting. I think the French president's really trying to work with them. So that Bastille Day celebration was just beautiful and ornate, and he was the guest of honor. The president was. So I thought that was good. And maybe things are going to be okay with Europe. So we'll see. But. Record highs, and the economy looks like it's starting to pick up steam a little bit. If we could just get Washington to actually do some work and pass some bills and not be so stubborn in there. I think that's one thing I'm really disappointed in, is some Republicans just so stubborn about the health care bill that I don't know. I don't know if they're going to hold it up or not, but you got to work it out. You got to compromise and we'll see what happens.
I don't think they're going to compromise. And I think that this is, I think this is one of the problems politics as a career. These guys, in my opinion, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but in my opinion, these guys don't care about anything but how they can beat the system a little bit and make more for themselves. I mean, they're not subject to Obamacare or to anything else. So what are they? I don't think they really care. And I think when they get to, when you get down to it, I mean, you can see that they're all battling in both sides of the aisle. I mean, this is supposed to be one big team with some difference of opinion, but we're not supposed to be so divisive and so far apart on everything. I mean, the truth of the matter is that we all have the same common goal at the end of the day, do we not?
Yeah, no, I agree. And by the way, good point that they don't have Obamacare. I mean, things would be a lot different if they did. They kind of remind me of, I used to have some girlfriends that would be like, I'm only going to get married, if the guy is 6'3". And, went to an Ivy League school and makes X amount of money and comes from, and just had a long list of stuff that they wanted and would not compromise at all in work or they're still single to this day. This kind of reminds me of Rand Paul a little bit. Dude, you're going to have to accept some stuff that, isn't exactly what you want. And I like Rand Paul, but I think he's being a little too stubborn on this, and they're going to end up, people like me that have Obamacare are going to end up, still with it. I think they're going to find a compromise. I disagree. We'll see what happens.
Well, I hope they do. I just don't think there are. But so let me ask you this. You made this point a couple times today, and I say, why do we have to always compromise? One of the things that the problem with the government, in my opinion, is that every big bill that goes through has to have some crap attached to it. And that's how we get into this big mess, instead of saying, okay, let's do this. And I don't need all these other things. It's like when the debt ceiling's going to have to go up, there's going to be some garbage going in underneath that debt ceiling bill, right? To raise the debt ceiling, because the Democrats are going to stick it to them like the Republicans did to the Democrats in the past. So again, it's not one or the other. At the end of the day, they'll come out arm in arm and they'll all get what they want. But isn't that really one of the bigger problems with everything, that we keep trying to appease everybody instead of doing what's just right? And what's right is to put in a good health care system that allows everybody to have a chance to get health care. And if you come in as a young person, you get your covered. You if you get sick, you have coverage for life as long as you keep paying the premium. And if you have a pre-existing condition, you got to pay more. But at least everybody can get a chance to get health care. Wouldn't that be the way it should just be?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I say compromise, I don't mean hang a bunch of ornaments on a bill and get your bridge covered and things like that. I mean, what I mean is nobody's going to get everything they want. But yeah, stick to health care. Don't add all this other stuff on there. There's a couple things I like in this. I like the fact that you can use your health savings account to pay the premium. So that, we have a health savings account, we use it a lot. It's tax-free money. It's taken out. So, you know, I think that was kind of an interesting and good idea. Just you know, what I really don't want to see is them, you know, make it write a bill in such a way that research and innovation in medicine is watered down at all, because I think that's where the U.S. really excels over any other country. So, I mean, I think more competition in the marketplace, you know, don't let insurance companies write the bill like they did with Obamacare. And, I mean, those would be actually really good starts. And some of the, you know, smaller stuff you can work on compromising a little bit on. And I think they can get it done if they just, you know,
I hope so.
Work together.
I mean, listen, yeah. I'm 100% agreeing with you. I'm really sick of it and I'm tired of it. And what I'm really tired about, too, Jane, is, you know, obviously, you know, I think the stock markets go up over time. I'm not always a bear. It just happens to be that's where I am at this point in time. But I'm not happy with even the things that we're seeing today in the general economy. Now, again, we're getting earnings growth by contraction of companies and by elimination of smaller companies. And I don't like that. I don't think that's a good trend, in my opinion. And I think that's a problem because the jobs, although we're at full employment, supposedly, we still have less tax receipts coming, which means that we're not making as much money. So to me, there's a lot of issues that have to be addressed. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think so. I actually think tax reform is going to help with a lot of that. But, you know, we've got J.P. Morgan earnings out. They just smashed estimates. There were indications their loan growth is starting to pick up. People were paying back their loans a little better, so that was good. But if we can free up cash and let companies, you know, hire people and invest in things, I mean, that is going to be the key thing. And I guess we're not going to get that until we get health care. So, you know, we gotta get this done. Maybe Kid Rock, when he runs for Senate, can change all this.
He's going to win. He'll be the first Republican to win there.
My nephew lives in Indiana, huge Kid Rock fan, and I texted him yesterday. He's like, I'd vote for him. I mean, he doesn't live in Michigan, but you know, my nephew is exactly the kind of guy that I think there's probably a lot of in Michigan, and I absolutely think that they should take him very seriously.
Oh, I honestly really think he's going to win. I think that, again, I think the people are trying to speak that they do want some change, and they're tired of the same old saying. They're tired of what I said earlier about that they're going to, you know, attack all these bills and all this crap. And I think they're tired of it. And I think that now we're seeing, and I think people are getting more frustrated because now they're listening to a lot of the media stuff, you know, not necessarily fake news, but that kind of stuff. And then, of course, the way that the two parties really attack each other instead of trying, hey, we need to take care of the American people. Let's keep fighting and wasting all this time so we can stall all the way through this guy's presidency right now, for example. I mean, it's just so silly that people are tired of that.
Absolutely. I mean, if people got really wise, I think, in America over the past, especially since the financial crisis, and they started to see, like, oh, who was bailed out? The big banks. And then they all got bonuses. And then they started to see the media saying this and saying that. But yet their lives weren't improving. And they were like, what? I mean, why should I keep believing all this crap that these people are telling me? So I think, you know, that led to Donald Trump. I think it's going to lead to, you know, Senator Kid Rock, or I think his name's Robert Ritchie. I'm not sure what he's going to go by. But look, I mean, if he's got common sense and he's a patriot, and I think he knows what a lot of people are going through in Michigan and other blue collar states. So, I mean, hey, come to the Senate, get some stuff done. And that's awesome. I think it's great.
Listen, Jane King, I agree with it. Obviously, I want everything to be great for everybody. I'm a big fan of America, and I want things to be great. I want us all to make money and, you know, live and be well. But again, I'm frustrated, as I know you are, because you're still stuck with that dog crap of Obamacare.
But I know, I hate it. I just, you know, anyway.
I understand. Anyways, Jane King, have a great trip to Ireland. And we thank you and have a great weekend. And always great to have you on, Jane King. Lila Max Media, the Kitchen Court. That's our friend, Jane King, who always brings good things to life. And in the meantime, Jane King was brought to you by BarkBox.com. And again, for you listeners of The Bubba Show, go to getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show and check out what they've got. They're offering an extra free month at barkbox.com. Remember, they've got great delivery and great things that they do for you. So make sure that you go check it out, because I use them for my puppy and brand new puppy, as well as my older feller. In the meantime, to receive one free month to go at BarkBox, getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show to receive an extra month of BarkBox for free. And of course, The Bubba Show is free every day. LibertyTalk.fm, you can either download it or listen to it live 2 to 3 Eastern every single day. And of course, you know, you got to get in there. You got to download. I need to get to 400,000 a month. I'm looking for your help. This is The Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com. The Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back after the break.
Margie said, Roy, you
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz. It's time for the Matt Demeter Hour. Well, it's the Matt Demeter 30 minutes anyways, and it is Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com. And Matt Demeter, welcome aboard, my brother.
Thanks, Todd. Always good to be here.
Well, you know, I'm pretty frustrated. I got to tell you, I know you've been right on the numbers and right on the levels, but, you know, it's been pretty annoying trade for a guy like me who really depends on volatile markets, which other than 40 minutes on Tuesday, there was no volatility. And to me, it looks like that VIX, which I know you originally called a much lower target anyways, is going down to the new lows again. What's your take, my brother?
Okay, well, we've been talking about the NYSE for a while. Yep. And that our NYSE composite target was – I have two targets, actually. They're very close to each other. The first was hit, and the next one is only about 20 points higher. So that was Friday at our high. We touched that lower target, and now it's up. We could definitely have a sell-off at any point now, and I'm expecting it. We should. We're now heavily short as of Friday afternoon. And, you know, I said we'd get short broadly, so we added on some S&P short exposure as well. So I'm thinking we're going to get a pretty good sell-off this week. In regards to the VIX, if you look at the VIX options, they are for this Wednesday. As of the close on Friday, the calls are something like 30 times more expensive than the puts. So that also, you know, matches up. So, you know, that's only, those are Wednesday expirations. So
right.
I think so we're going to see it soon.
Yeah. I hope so. And again, not that I'm hoping for the collapse of the American economy. I'm hoping so because I think that brings more trade, more opportunity for everybody. I think that's the, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, you're a perma bear or whatever, not you, but me, because I think the market should go down. And the truth of the matter is the only reason I want them to go down is because that's what will free up trading and bring back some volatility, which gives everybody a chance to make money, and it makes it a better overall market, does it not?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know if it's still the case today, but I think in the past, if you said you were a bear or you were a short, that's somehow, you know, un-American. It's not un-American. It's just like you need to have a healthy market, and you're not going to have that if it's just a one-way trade.
Well, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, okay, said that we have to eliminate short selling. Because it is un-American. Now, can you imagine that? Free markets are un-American. Now, I have a question for you real quick. As we get off topic, because these things really piss me off. Mm-hmm. But off topic here. Now, when the exchanges first started the Board of Trade to help farmers hedge their crops, grains, and whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. Who do they think was on the other side of that trade that they were using to hedge? They think it was another farmer betting against one farmer? It was a speculator that was on the outside of the market that was shorting to provide liquidity for the farmer and give him an opportunity to hedge his crop. Who do they think they're kidding? What is wrong with these guys?
It's crazy. I mean, and particularly in the commodities market, I mean, you need to have both sides. You need to have speculators, and it's good. Same, it applies to the stock market as well. I agree. And most of the time, I think farmers are oftentimes they're the ones shorting because they need to lock in their price. And who's going to help them on the other side? It's going to be a speculator thinking, you know, we got higher prices. So it goes, you know, right? It goes both ways. So you need that.
It goes both ways. All right. So the markets are, you know, they were obviously very destructive for people who are short. But again, I go back to that squeeze and volatility, which makes it even more brutal. But we did see a new high in the Dow for, I think, 3 days last week. And we saw the S&P finally fish to a new high. And the Russell and the Nasdaq were very close. And I know you now think that that's about the end of it. And, you know, there might be a little bit more lift, but basically you are now selling. And are you as bearish the Russell and the NASDAQ as well, or just the S&P and the Dow, or what's your feeling there?
Bearish on the Russell as I've been for a while, and it hasn't made a new high, you know, as you said, for several weeks, a month or so. Yeah, I think you know that's good. I didn't want it to pop any higher because it would have broken a bearish pattern had it gone much higher last week. So we're Russell short, bearish there. Now bearish S&P, NASDAQ. NASDAQ, I think could actually. I still have a target that's not been hit at 6,500 roughly, and so I'm not touching the NASDAQ. But the rest I'm bearish.
All right.
Dow, I don't have a clean target, so I'm not touching the Dow either.
Which I agree with. I mean, I would stay with the away from Dow just because that's the safe. You know, what I've noticed lately is that the shift of money has gone through the Dow now, which has made the Dow futures stronger than the Russell futures. I mean, than the S&P futures, which is just a sign that money is going into safer places, which is natural. Now, I know this is part of your newsletter at DemeterResearch.com, but just if you don't mind, would you share, if you were going to make one short trade, what would it be?
It would either be the Russell 2000 or it would be the Euro Stoxx 50. The Euro Stoxx 50 has the cleanest pattern as a short. That was an ideal trade. It happened right after the French election. It was the 15 minutes after the French election where that peaked. It peaked exactly where we expected it to peak, and there's no real reason to think that it's going to make a new high. It had some strength last week, so now is a good opportunity to short sell there. And you have a reasonably nearby stop out, which I'm trying to remember it offhand, but I think it's roughly 35.50, something like that. I can get the exact for you.
That's cool. I don't need the exact. So, and how do you play the Euro Stoxx 50?
There's two ETFs. There's FEZ, which is Euro Stoxx 50, including the Euro exposure, and then there's HEDJ, which is generally Europe, but they hedge out the Euro exposure. I'm, you know, and on that topic, on the Euro, I think the Euro has, you know, temporarily peaked here or is very, very close. I've been saying, you know, roughly it was a rising target. It was a declining target. I could try to be real detailed with it, but it was roughly between 114 and 115, 115 on more on the high side. And we've gotten there.
Right.
So I think the Euro is going to fall. So I think in that condition, you want to be short FEZ. That's the ETF we're using.
Okay. And then, so now that we get to the dollar, you hit your original target, and I know you bought a little bit, maybe you've gotten out, I don't know, but it looks really ugly, which means to me, in my mind, that the bottom is near here somewhere. You know, it may go a little bit lower, but it is near somewhere. Because you can see now by even the thrashing it took on Friday, you know, I look at that like a blow off to the downside. They would call it capitulation or whatever, but it was pretty ugly, and it continues to remain ugly. Are you a fan of the dollar, or have you gotten out?
Still, you know, I'm not a fan of any, you know what I mean? In a general sense, I'm not a fan.
Well, I mean, are your charts a fan?
I'm bullish.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't mean you personally.
Yeah. As a trade, I think it's we're still long, and we've been talking about it. We got long a little bit early, and we've been taking a little bit of a beating. But I was prepared for that. The downside here, I think, in the index, the dollar index, is roughly 94.35. I don't think it's going to go really any lower than that. We're at 95.15, so that gives you about 80 cents of
That was my target originally. 94 was always my target, so I think that looks good. And again, I look at it and I write about it, and I said, it's amazing. It doesn't even get a dead cat bounce rally recently, right? It doesn't even get up the deck. But again, I think that it's very close, and I think that ties in, with the euro currency call, because you waited for the euro currency call knowing that your dollar position might take some heat, because if the euro's going up, the dollar index is not going up. It's just the euro currency is too big of a piece of the dollar index. So it makes sense, and I think now would be the double bang. So you'll be a short euros and long dollars. Not only are you long dollars through being short the euro, but you'll be long dollars on their own as well, correct?
That's right. I'm not sure which is going to be the better trade. I think it's going to be eventually the dollar will be a better trade, because I don't think there's as much downs. As far as the European Union and the breakup of the euro, that may happen. But as far as what I'm seeing near term, I don't think we're going to see much lower in the euro than, say, 106. I don't think we're going to break the recent lows at roughly whatever they want, 103. So I think there's more upside in the dollar. And that means there's going to have to be not only a pullback in the euro, but, a rise in the yen. Excuse me, a drop in the yen.
Right. I got you. Yeah. And so the other currencies, the Canadians are really strong. Is that time to sell that thing yet, or is it still going higher?
Yeah, I'd be willing to take a short position on the Canadian dollar for sure.
I don't blame you. Again, I see that. And of course, you're not in love or anything. It's purely based on the numbers. And this is Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com. And Matt's being brought to you by Audible Books. And of course, today's podcast is brought to you by audiobooks, and you can check them out at www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Over 180,000 titles to choose from on your iPhone, Kindle, Android, MP3 player. And of course, again, that's www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, you got to go download the show. You got to get Matt Demeter every week, man. He's on fire. And he's made some unbelievable, spectacular calls here. Check out his site at DemeterResearch.com and let me know what you think. We know that he's got a big following here, so make sure you check it out. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm, you can download the show, and TheBubbaTrading.com. You can get Bubba's Bottom Line. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more from Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com here on The Bubba Show. Right after the break, The Bubba Show, Top Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you. Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with Matt Demeter, DemeterResearch.com. It only took me 2 years to get your name right. DemeterResearch.com. And again, great information. I know he's working on some new projects, which I can't tell you about, but I know he's working on some things right now. But he's got a great newsletter, and he gives you a lot of great levels to understand and watch. And of course, we said he falls in love with nothing. He's just about the money like we are. That's The Bubba Show motto. In the meantime, well, maybe his wife. But anyways, in the meantime, Matt Demeter, gold seemed, now it's been really strange, but the trading has not been great in gold, and I don't care which side you're on, it just was really kind of lethargic, but almost pushed through the 1200 level, and then it made a nice rally and got up close to 1230. What do you think of gold here?
Gold and silver are really kind of tough right now, because I'm torn, because on the one hand, There's two bearish factors. One, they've both broken important supports that I was watching, and that's a negative. I don't see how you break those supports and then have a monster bull rally. We could rally, but I don't think we're talking about a bull market anytime soon. And silver in particular, when it broke $16.15, that was pivotal for me. So we have to get more downside out of both of them. On the flip side, however, you have the commercials, which are heavily long, or I shouldn't say heavily long. They are usually heavily short, And now they have very tiny short positions, which is historically very, you know, very bullish. That's when the metals tend to rally. So if you look at it historically, say for the past 10 years, 20 years, we're at levels that typically precede, you know, big rallies in the metals. My thinking, this is just my own speculation, is that the commercials will want to get long before the next, you know, bull market. And I think that's what they're going to try to do. And since they're still, you know, still short, not much, but still short, I think, you know, we're not done to the downside. So the short story is I think they can bounce a little bit further, but I think they're going to be smacked back down again. So right now we don't even have a position. We're just waiting.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, again, I've been very leery and I've been bullish gold along with you, and probably maybe a little more bullish than you were, but that I made a statement last week that I said that if it goes below 1200, you can kiss it goodbye for a little while, I think. And of course, silver has been really tragic because it's lost its power. But I think a lot of that has to do with some fundamental data, which is there is no growth. So there is its second component use of industrial metal. There ain't nothing there. But anyways, so
real quick on that, my second concern too is if we're about to get a dollar rally, which I expect. That's going to be another headwind. I mean, the metals have been weak as the dollar's been falling. So I don't know how, you know, or maybe they'll move up with the dollar. We'll see. But usually it's the opposite.
Well, they did kind of move down with the dollar though recently, right?
So. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like maybe now they're positively correlated instead of negatively correlated. But my guess is it's just they're going to be damned either way. But, you know, I don't like saying that. I like to be bullish gold. I like to be bullish silver. I don't like to be negative on them.
Right. No, I'm with you. I understand. Yeah. It's no big deal. So, you know, this brings me to something that we don't typically talk about. We have on occasion, but Bitcoin, right? Now you and I talked when Bitcoin was over 3,000. I said, man, it's a bubble. It's got to go down. And I know you sold some of yours. But now it's get collapsed a little bit. It's down 33%, basically down to 2,000, and the other ones are getting their butts whipped right now. Does that have any effect, do you think? Does that correlate at all to gold or to silver or to any of the alternatives? Or what's your thought process from there? I know you don't chart as actively as you chart everything else, but what is your thought process of that?
Well, my thinking there is just appetite for risk assets, for you know, Bitcoin and Ether and the rest of them. In a general sense, I'm positive on cryptocurrencies going, you know, into the future. I think they're going to be a big deal. I hope they're going to be a big deal. We need alternatives to fiat currencies, and you know, I like gold and silver. I like Bitcoin and you know, the others. I think it's just a gauge of risk appetite, which you would think would be pretty good right now since we just hit new highs in the market. But in any case, on the technicals in Bitcoin, we're very close to support. I think we're going to I'm looking at it right now. We're at about 1900. And I think we're in a bounce from here, probably
back 25.
We go a little bit lower, like 1800, and then we should have support there. It's a rising support. So anywhere in here would work as a buy.
All right. I mean, again, I just want to bring it up because I know it's, you know, some people follow it, and I know you do specifically. Mm-hmm. So oil rallied a little bit, but it made a lower high from the week before. You know, 47 was kind of my target. I know you were somewhere around 49.50 as an up end here. What's your thought processor?
Yeah, my target is a declining target in oil. And I've been saying, you know, I said 49 to 50, then, you know, it's been declining. So then I said high 48s. Now I'm looking for mid 48s. There is a more minor resistance at 47.65. We're long. I'm looking to get out at roughly 47.65. Oils in particular, I'm fundamentally bearish just because I think the future is not as the future for
oil is not
gas powered vehicles in particular is not great. So I'm just a long term, you know, secular.
Right. Fossil fuel should be back in the toilet. Should be back at $12 a barrel. But of course, when you have all this manipulation, and I do find, again, this is not necessarily up your alley, but I just want to ask your comment if you have one. And that is, you know, Saudi Arabia is coming out with an ETF on their oil. And of course, they've been trying to manipulate the price of oil higher. And so far, since they've gotten involved last October, oil's down 20%. Okay. So that just goes to show you the power when markets are allowed to trade, and even with some manipulation, they still can break. And if any thought that if you don't, we can just move on. I'm just curious.
Oh, well, I just, you know, technology, you know, here in the U.S. allows us to produce so much more. I'm not an expert on,
I understand.
So supply and demand, but it does seem that whatever Saudi Arabia does, if they want to pop the price up to 60, they could maybe do it for a very short period of time, but then all the rigs in the United States start pumping. So there's just really no way to win for them.
That's what I thought. And I said that all along. So I'm just curious, like, this is your opinion. Now, of course, we've got, the grains had a USDA report last week, and they all made new contract highs. Wheat had actually made it the week previous, all right, and now they've all taken a pretty big beat down. Still higher, and naturally, I would expect some normal profit taking. Originally, you were bearish on beans, but felt that the level they were at we could take a bounce. They got the bounce, and kind of more neutral on corn. I think probably leaning bearish, but more neutral. But wheat, you were bullish, and of course, it made new contract highs. Got the 580, I think it was. What's your take on the grain markets now?
I'm looking at soybeans. It did hit a target high for me. There's another one higher, but I'm overall bearish soybeans because they have not yet hit my major target low. Wheat was the only one that had. And so, you know, on a relative basis, I'm going to continue to be more bullish wheat just because I think it put in a big time major low. Corn, soybeans, I don't feel the same about. I think, you know.
Right, I got you.
Yeah, but I think short term, I would be looking for downside in both corn and soybeans. Wheat probably could fall more too. Yeah, I'd say wheat's going to fall as well. But I'm looking at the chart now. Yeah, I'm more bearish across the board of the grains at the moment. But again, wheat, I'd be biased towards the long side. So I'd focus on, you know, soybeans or corn to be short.
I understand. And what is your last up target in soybeans, if you can say?
My last target to the downside?
Upside. I don't want the downside.
Upside?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's at basically $1,100.
On sale for $1,099 right here at MattDemeterResearch.com. Matt, as always, I appreciate you having on. Thank you so much for being here.
It's always great to be here. Thanks, Todd.
And that was our buddy Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com, who was brought to you by Audible Books. And you can get Audible Books, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, they have 180,000 titles to choose from with a 30-day free trial. They've got Fed Up. They've got Creature from Jekyll Island and the book I'm listening to right now as we speak, Indecent Proposal by Stuart Woods. In the meantime, to download your free book for a 30-day trial, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day because I need you. This is The Bubba Show. Always appreciate everybody being here. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for listening and your comments. I appreciate you all. Have a great day, everybody. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care.
Turn the noise down. Let this...
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.